The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Hey, look who it is.
Been on sabbatical, I guess, hiatus.
Dude, we've been off for 3 weeks.
Just two.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been 3 weeks since we've done it because we're off the last couple Thursdays.
Yes, I know.
He's Dr. Josh Klepo. He's a clinical psychologist. I'm Tony Curry. I'm a radio guy trying to become a clinical psychologist by hanging out with you for the last 6 years.
I feel as if you're sort of now a philosopher, theologian. Don't you think so? I feel like you are.
Yeah, I'm a philosopher.
Theologian's hard because, like, then you kind of have to. Philosopher's easier too.
Yeah, but there's a real fine line between philosopher and a full of shit guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So theologian, it puts you in a, okay, you've had to study. Or philosopher.
So I can say whatever I want as long as I recite some scripture.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what's
well, that'd
hard.
Be Corinthians.
No, that's what I'm saying. Theologian is hard. Philosopher is just, anyone can be a philosopher.
That's true. I've met many a philosopher.
We've actually said you are a theologian because we've said the classic rock gospel according to Tony.
Yes.
So you're a theologian of classic rock.
And this month is not only National Stress Awareness Month.
Yes.
But it's also International Guitar Month.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's a good
I'm doing a show. As a matter of fact, we have to end a little earlier today. I'm doing a show at 9 o'clock with Mark Ingram today. Who's the UAB athletic director, and it's a show about UAB sports, but we talk much broader about.
Yes.
And today is National Student Athlete Day.
Is it? Oh man!
So it's perfect. But he's gone off on this thing. He wants to talk about rock and roll. Like everyone comes on this radio station on the TKR.
You.
I know. Well, it's not me, but if people just want to talk about classic rock. The TKR app, and obviously we have over 1,000 shows on the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network, and you'll be able to hear our segmented shows.
You know what you are? This is bad. I can say this because I'm Jewish. Like the high priest of classic rock.
High priest of Catholic rock.
I
am the prince of
yeah. Well, that's why people want to come on and talk about it, because we don't get a chance to. Like, there's no... Mark Ingram doesn't have a chance to talk about it in a public forum unless he's on with you. Because it would make no sense.
And so about 3 episodes ago, he's like, hey, I got an idea. In the middle of the show, we're talking about women's volleyball or something, I don't know, the basketball program. So, hey, I want to do this Mount Rushmore of rock and roll drummers or something like that. And I say, okay, so we start. So every week now, he's like, next week we're doing this. I'm like, okay,
we've done
show. Yeah, but it takes the entire half an hour, which is fine. So today, in honor of International Guitar Month, we're doing our best guitarist.
It's
incredibly hard because I'm like, Jimi Hendrix, okay, that's a given, right? So we're going to add 4 more to that because Jimi Hendrix has to be on the greatest list of all time, right? And so we're going to start there. So, but I saw his wife at an NIT game, and she's like, dude, he spent 3.5 hours last night getting ready for this little 30-minute show you're doing. I'm like, that's great. And she said, normally he's in the car. He doesn't, you know, he's like, sure, I'll talk about UAB. But he's putting all this time and effort into this thing because he loves. And he's a Slayer, Iron Maiden kind of guy. So, man, he's going
really?
Off the
he's
wall. Oh, that's great. Because
oh,
he's going
wow.
off. And the thing about the Mount Rushmore is it's your Mount Rushmore.
Right,
we can
you
debate,
this.
But I mean, so he's coming out with some names, like we did best bass player, we're doing the best guitarist today, best drummer. The drummer thing was like, I didn't realize, like, how many great drummers there are. Like name a drummer from a band, and you're like,
I don't know. We don't know.
Dude. Stuart Copeland from The Police,
yeah,
Neil Peart, Lars Ulrich, Phil Rudd. I mean, there's like 50 drummers. I'm like, oh, crap, because normally you don't know the drummer's name.
Right.
You just know
that they're great.
Oh, it's Don Henley, Phil Collins.
Oh, right. I've got Don Henley, Phil Collins. Yeah, that's right.
Buddy Rich. I mean, it's like, holy crap. And it's like...
Well, the guitarist is really interesting. Oh, shoot. We can't talk about it. The guitarist is interesting because is it the greatest classic rock guitarist?
See, and that's...
Because you literally could get yourself... I'm just going a little astray.
Yeah.
But you could get yourself into other musical genres.
Drummers, I want Sheila E.
Yeah.
She's a great drummer. She's a fantastic
right.
drummer. And he's like, well, that's not classic rock. I said, yeah, but...
But she said drummers.
I said Buddy Rich, because Buddy Rich ain't a classic rock drummer, but he influenced 65,000 drummers who do play classic rock, so I consider him...
Okay.
Well, I mean, am I going BB King today for guitar?
That's what I right. That's what I.
Am I going Buddy Guy? Am I going Robert Johnson? I mean, but that's the beautiful thing is you get to pick what you want. And I'm like, and I'm not going to poo-poo on what he's got to say. And he'll probably come with, you know, some five-finger punch, something or other, which is great, which is fantastic. But yeah, I mean, so I got it down to, five.
Well, so you got Eddie Van Halen.
I mean, you got Billy Gibbons, who's
on my radio. Yeah,
Billy
Gibbons
is on my radio station. I have to put him in there, but do I? David Gilmour, Pete Townsend, Chuck Berry, who you know I love, Mark Knopfler, I like Joe Walsh. Oh. It's like,
Joe Walsh, not great.
All right, so had the birthday of Paul Rudd today, who turns 54 today. Paul Rudd may be one of the most unassuming superstars in the history of movies. And I was watching him Friends the other day, and of course he had that long run in Friends.
That's right.
Stevie's boyfriend.
That's right.
And then Anchorman, Ant-Man, anything with man in it.
Wasn't he twice or at least one sexiest man alive?
Sexiest man alive, but he's just such a
he's like an average guy.
I know.
But it's great.
Yeah.
It's for all of us who are like average.
He turns 54 today. Today is also National Burrito Day.
Oh, these are good days.
I know, right?
I need to jot these down. These are good for social media. Student athlete, burrito.
And Hostess Twinkie Day. Didn't they cancel the Twinkie for a while? Didn't they get rid of the Twinkie like a couple years ago?
Well, you know the whole thing about how Twinkies could like last forever. They could not spoil.
Yeah.
Like there is no expiration date on a Twinkie. Which is really bizarre because it's filled with cream.
Yeah, you ever had a fried one?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Good night. Yeah. And also, last night, and I love this because you're my Jewish friend. Who we got here?
Someone saying...
Connie Foshi, good morning. Yeah, Kelly Keegi. Oh, Night Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Steve Harsh, my good friend from Cincinnati. Yeah, Night Ranger, dude. We used to go to... we had softball games or practices or whatever. And we, you know... beer in one hand, a glove in the other. And then we go over to a friend of ours, Steve Meinhardt, we called him Old Dog, because he looked like an old dog when we were all young. And he still looks like an old dog, but just a stellar guy. And he had the turntable, and we'd get out and listen to Lick It Up from Kiss and the Night Ranger and just blow the doors off afterwards. It was great. That's great memories. Good to hear from Steve. Last night, Passover started.
That's right.
Notice how, because I really respect
your
Jewish beliefs, and I know that you come from a mixed religious marriage where you celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah, and you do all these different things. I think it's super cool. And we've had some pretty remarkable discussions about the Jewish community, and Passover started last night. I kind of want you to explain to me again, because I can get on Wikipedia and read it, but when you tell
me... Well, it's kind of over. I mean, depending... It was last night.
Yeah. But doesn't it go through the 15th?
But they usually have your Seder, you have your dinner.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you all talk about... There's an interesting... Oh, I got to be careful, because I always get out way beyond my skis on this. So, you know, they talk about when you take communion, and they tell the story about... Jesus was sitting there, and at the last supper was Passover, and there's a little bit of religious debate, because while he was having a dinner, which is acknowledged, Jews would say that wasn't the Passover dinner. It wasn't a traditional. It wasn't a Seder. It was a dinner.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, everybody eats dinner. It was his last dinner.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Passover dinner. And that's a debate.
What was Passover dinner?
Passover dinner, I mean, we celebrate Passover as a remembrance of the plagues and the angel of death flying over the houses, and it's why we put blood on the door so that the angel of death. Passover is the angel of death passed over the firstborns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our escape from Egypt, and it's all those things. That is, and so really what Passover is a telling of the story in Jewish families of sort of 40 years in the desert, of the great plagues, of what we went through with the angel of death. And so that's what Passover celebrates, which is different when you listen to the story of Jesus and the Last Communion. they're not talking about, you know, the angel of death and and slavery and all those kinds of things. But that's really what Passover is. It's a remembrance of once we were slaves and now we are free. Our time in the desert, the boils and the plagues and the angel of death. And part of the whole thing of Passover is, and Jews were real big in this, telling the story of what happened to us.
Gotcha.
Which as a kid, oh my God. When you were a little kid, I mean, it felt like, because what you do is, in Passover, there's different parts of the story that, that correspond with different parts of different food. So when they talk about the bricks and mortar that those Jewish slaves had to lay, we eat matzah with what's called charosis in between. It's apples and cinnamon, blah, blah, blah. But the way it works for little kids is your grandfather, your father starts telling the story.
Yeah.
And that's like, so the first part of the story is like 15 minutes and there's all these prayers and you're getting hungry. And then they bring out a little bit of matzah, right? They bring a little matzah and you're like, oh, thank God, you know. Yeah. Then there's 25 more minutes of story and then you're eating bitter herbs, right? So it's like parsley and salt water. And again, as a kid, you're like, oh my God. Then it's 20 more minutes. And so it's been like an hour and a half and you still haven't eaten yet. And it just, I remember, and every Jewish kid I know has this memory of sitting at the table going, you go somewhere between, when are we going to eat? When are we gonna, and then you get bored. Then you get in trouble because you're doing stuff. But I sort of feel like in retrospect, that was like, as a kid, that's your time in the desert.
So in a mixed, say a mixed marriage.
Yeah.
How do you celebrate those things?
Yeah, I mean, my kids are out of the house, and so we don't as much, but what we would do
your wife is Episcopalian.
Yeah, so we call it, and this is real interesting because we have dear friends who the wife is Jewish and the husband was raised Baptist.
Uh-huh.
Kids are being raised Jewish. We call it Peaster.
Yeah, oh.
We call it Peaster. Nice. And we, so we'll do a Passover together. And you know, again, the same way that I will go to church with my wife on Easter, I think there is nothing. This whole, and this is my view, this is not the theological view.
Tell it.
Like this whole thing about it's got to be this way or it's got to be this way in the family. And look, rabbis are as bad about saying this, certain rabbis as others, that it must be. You must pick a religion for your family. Your kids shouldn't grow up with like being confused.
Well, that's not just the Jewish faith either.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I was going to say this.
Because if you're going to be brought up in a particular belief,
it should be, and
yeah, it's got to be our belief, and
our belief is different than your belief.
Exactly.
But I hate that because it does come down to these very important, but what I consider to be minute differences.
Yeah,
and that goes. I'm gonna say this goes all the way. You know, we talk about the world religions. Islam's the same thing. I mean, there are different cultural practices.
Yeah,
but this whole idea that like. It must be, and if it's not, it will not work out well. I'm a great example of that. It worked out fine.
Yeah.
It worked out fine. My daughter, who's Episcopalian, texted us last night. You know, we have a family text. What she said, happy Passover, team.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I even looked before I sent you that message last night to see what the proper way is to wish someone a peaceful Passover.
Well, and Passover is
it's okay to say happy Passover.
Yeah, because it's celebratory.
But it is celebratory. Yeah.
Well, it's free.
For the same way you don't say happy Veterans Day. You don't do that.
Right. Once we were slaves, now we are free.
Yeah.
And then there's this whole other part called, there's a prayer called Dayenu, and it's the whole thing about had God led us to freedom, but not, we talk about not giving us the meat. That we are not giving us the bread, it would have been sufficient. So we go through this whole thing of had God brought the boils but not brought the thing, it would have been sufficient. And it all comes back to the same thing, which is 40 years in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get any meat.
Yeah.
We were really pissed off in the beginning. And then we came to the promised land. And as you've told me, the promised land wasn't quite like we got there and we were like, okay, we're free.
It's like, okay, what now?
That's exactly.
What?
Well, that's exactly. And that's the thing that
I think.
You
know what it is? It's a prisoner getting out after 50 years being thrown out the road saying, here's your stipend. Now go start a new life.
Well, yes. And I think, you know, psychologically, that is so interesting to me. You know, again, these are biblical stories, but we were enslaved.
Yeah.
And it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to get out. And we started going, right? And we're be going again. This year, we're going a year. We're like, when are we getting there? You know, because we're not enslaved. We're going in. That's when people are like, okay, maybe we should turn back. And like, at least we had meat then.
Yeah.
And you get to this place where you get to do what you want, but the promised land is not everything is given to you.
No.
It's the free will.
Exactly.
And then and there's points where you're like, crap. Like, I got, you know, yes, I have the freedom too, but I also have the responsibility of.
All right, we got Easter coming this weekend. We're hoping you're having a blessed and holy week,
yes.
Regardless of what your religious background is.
And Ramadan just ended, by the way.
I know.
See,
see, and those things cross over, and they're crossing over right now in warfare. And,
yeah.
In that part of the world, I'm like, dude, can we just put our guns down just for a couple of days and just chill out?
I know.
It's a holy war, my friend. We're going to be on Fox 6 a little bit later on this morning, 9:35. We haven't been on the last couple of weeks, so we can talk about stress. Josh's top 3 or 4 stress relievers. I read your things. First of all, you're writing all in caps.
Is
that for effect?
No.
Are you screaming because you're stressed?
No. Have you ever seen the producers do this? Because it's for the teleprompter.
Yeah, but you wrote in caps before.
Right. No, it's all of my scripts.
You wrote the teleprompter for
Yeah, I write my own scripts. I do.
Why are you yelling at me?
So one of the producers for Fox.
I thought you were trying to be funny.
One of the producers for Fox, she is wonderful. She now works for Great TV.
Yeah.
And in her signature line, you know, she's got executive producer, da da da. I'm not yelling, I type in caps for producers. She always has it in the signature line.
That makes sense. All right, so we'll be on Fox 6 at 9:35 this morning. Come up here next. Something that happened to you 3 weeks ago, something that happened to me 2 weeks ago. Have you ever been scammed? Or has anyone ever taken over your identity?
Oh, yours.
Or has anyone I'm going to jump in on this thing because I don't really care because this guy who's been reaching out to me is an idiot. It's
at least my guy was an internationally award-winning porn star.
Yeah, but I got $370,000 now because of it. So someone sent me $370,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Cash?
Oh, no, it's in Bitcoin.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that part.
Oh, you haven't? I haven't told you this story?
We got ended before the cash.
Oh, so how bad can it be? We'll tell you about it coming up here on the other side right here on Curry and Claypool. If you miss any of our shows, make sure you get our podcast. Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Just Google it. You'll see Audio Boom. We have thousands of episodes. You can also go to Spotify for one of our musical element shows. We did Live Wire Wednesday last night, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828. We have Austin Hanks Blues Almighty. I'm going to get some new shows going with that. The Damon Johnson Show, a new show. And, of course, When in Rome with Stuart Rome, which is one of our fastest growing shows. We talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, but he picks music. And we infiltrate music into it, and it's a super cool show. So you get to hear classic rock, and he picks all the songs. It's great. So we'll do that. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on Tony Curry Radio's Curry and Claypool.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.